Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard is here. Jim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a book that we helped him launch way back in the day called What's the Rush? And also Mind Like Water, Little Wave, Old Swell. The list of his outstanding books are long. The whole Well Done series, he's the energy and the brilliance behind that series. He's the guy who helps us gain and maintain balance in our lives, and we love having him on the show. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim, so much. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, I was telling the audience, I was reminding them of something they know very well, and that is that the boundary between ourselves, our family, our personal life, and our business is often indistinguishable. I like to say that our life and our business weave a very fine seam between the two. Sometimes we can't even see it. Sometimes we take ourselves to our life. We take our business to our life, and then tomorrow we'll take our life to our business. It's all mushed together. And sometimes we need to take a minute and think about, okay, what can we learn in both places to help us with the other place? What can we learn in our personal that can help us with business and vice versa? What do you think?
That's it. And our focus tends to become exclusively outer, with not much tendency to balance it with the inner life. So today we want to bring up the question, how is your business a vehicle for your personal growth? And when something that happens that challenges you in your business, do you make it work for you?
When you're challenged in your business, are you saying how do you make sure that you benefited from it personally, from your personal growth standpoint?
Yeah. If you take a minute and say, am I responding or am I reacting? Mm-hmm. Am I the victim of this thing, or can I stop and say, why is this happening to me right now? In other words, not the why me kind of victim stuff, but the seeing it in a kind of a larger context, and you stop and you get calm and you say, is this happening for a reason, maybe? For me right now in my life, is it?
Well, you're onto something, Jim, because in a big business, when the CEO makes a decision and the public accepts it or rejects it, it's typically not his personality or her personality that caused that. But in a small business, whatever we do, the response from the world is very near to us. It's very near to the end of our fingertips. What do you think? So I think you're onto something.
That's it. And, you know, I think it's proper to stop and say, Is it calling for a change in the way I do business? That's a larger way than just reacting and saying, you know, I got to get this fixed and get back to the way I used to do things.
When I was in sales full time, Jim, I'm still a salesman, but back when I was on commission, they taught me my mentors taught me self analysis, and what they taught me was, if you lose a sale, or if you have a call, if you go on a sales call and you think it didn't go well, it might not be that they rejected your product. It might be that they had a problem with you, or there was something about you. And so they encouraged us to do self-analysis, to separate ourselves from our product. You know, what was it about me that didn't make this work? What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, very useful. And we're talking today also about life, about your life, kind of getting up above it for a minute. And you know, sometimes when I'm on the show, we talk about our angels and, you know, our souls and our spirits. And So there's a positive way to say that everything that's happening in me is happening for a reason, is happening for my good. Even if it's really tough, even if it's painful and challenging, it's here for a reason, and it's in my way. I want to deal with it responsibly.
And so, what does it look like? What does it sound like when the world is giving us that information? What do you think it sounds like? You think it's a rejection? Do you think it's poor performance? Do you think it's bad health? We get depressed. What's the response that we're getting?
Well, I think to go back to what I just said, in my own life, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to say, that I want to start the day with the thought that God is guiding my every activity. So if that's true, whatever comes up in the day, bad or good, according to me, it's almost like there is no bad or good. It's there for me to look at and to deal with, because it's put in my way for a reason. And I think that's what I'm saying. Whether the person listening is religious or not, you can do it. You can say, in a larger context, is this that's happening in my business speaking to me about what kind of person I am? Mm-hmm. Is it an opportunity to change myself, to grow?
You're talking about introspection, and I think we could all use a little more introspection. And I know personally that when I'm more introspective, I have better relationships with other people, and I do more business. What do you think?
That's it. And it's tough because running a business, and it's true for all of us on the planet. We get up in the morning and our senses are telling us about the outer world, and we run into it and we deal with it all day. Mm-hmm. And then we go to bed and, we haven't thought much about ourselves or about how the day went. We just want that sleep and get up and start that running again.
Yep.
And so this is talking about balancing that outer focus with developing the inner life, because great people do that. Mm-hmm. It takes solitude. It takes
Jim. Hold on to that thought. When we come back after the break, I'm going to get Jim's got some. He's a pro at this, folks. He's going to help us get to that sweet spot, that balanced spot. He's got some techniques that we can use. I keep thinking about that Mac Davis song. It's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Folks, I got a flash for you. We're not perfect. 20 after. Stay with us. Right back with Jim Ballard.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.